And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is always fun to have Tommy and Seal in the studio with us in the mornings we do get to visit. Tommy, you're fresh back from a little trip up north. We were talking about that this morning, and this is the second time you've abandoned Seal in the studio for a personal pleasure trip.
Seal is a tough girl, and I know she can handle it, but we had our... I was telling these guys, I'm the oldest first-time grandparent in the United States. But anyway, we went to see Hunter, Hunter in, up in Norwalk, Connecticut, and had 18, 19 days of bliss.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Love the little guy.
Yes.
But I do appreciate Seal for filling in. She is a...
It works both ways, folks, okay?
And the rest of the story is Seal gets to go see the doctor next month, and you guys got to listen to me for a while. So
well,
anyway.
I don't know. Seal, I'm thinking that's probably a decent trade because you're gonna get some much-needed work behind the scenes done, and Tommy's got to see the grandkids. So both of you guys are improving your situation. I think it's great.
Well, it is. His is a lot less painful.
I will agree with that.
I would imagine the degree of pain, though, is he has to get on the plane to actually head back this direction.
There's some pain there. There's no doubt about it.
I almost had to drag my wife on the plane. I was bad, but she was really bad.
Well, first-time grandparents, it's always so much fun. And I know people that don't know you may not know you have taken maybe one, possibly two pictures in your time. Facebook, I don't want to say Facebook blew up, but we've all become acquainted with Hunter.
Everybody knows Hunter. You know, the funny story I was telling somebody yesterday, I looked on my phone. I have 139,000 photos on my phone.
139,000?
It wasn't
and
that
people long. Laugh at me, but I do have a little bit of extra memory in there, and they are backed up for everybody,
right,
just in case you want to know that. But
okay. Anyway,
I think it's getting to be a disease. Anyway, that's what I like to do.
Well, as long as it doesn't infect the plants you're working with, the disease is just fine. So it's all good.
That's my kind of thinker.
It is always entertaining to have you guys in the studio. If people knew the backstories and the stuff that goes on behind the microphone before we actually come out here and talk, they would be very jealous because we have a great time here, and we certainly do appreciate you guys coming in here sharing information. Both of you have the same page on top, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Seal, I know when you were here about a month ago, we were filling up this event, but let's talk about the event and then we'll talk about what we've got ticket-wise.
Absolutely. Our spring seminar is March 23rd, and we're very proud to announce that Doug Talamay, who is a published author on gardening, is our main speaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to talk on two subjects, both bringing nature home and our introduce plants bad. Okay. But we also have three other speakers Tommy can tell you about.
Lucinda Reynolds is one of our local ladies, and Lucinda is a very, very knowledgeable girl. She is fantastic, and she's going to be talking about plant selection, reasons beyond beauty.
Right.
And Tommy doesn't always listen to everything everybody says. But anyway, I do. I listen, but I don't always do it.
Right.
But anyway, Ken Foreman is also going to be there, and then Lisa Morrison. So we've got... This is the best lineup we've ever had. And we're looking for the biggest crowd we've ever had.
Fantastic.
And we're, CEO has been one of the lead ladies in this, and mm-hmm. it's going over well. We're not sold out. We still have tickets available.
Okay.
But there's a big but there, yes. Do not wait. And
right.
She'll give you all the addresses and phone numbers and things to call. But
it's
going to be a fun day. It's mm-hmm. a fun day. Just you learn a lot. But they have little auction-like things that the people bring, neat gifts that we give away. You have a chance to win. Tommy doesn't win his fair share, but there's always a bunch of neat stuff there.
Yep.
And it's just a good time. And food, I'm telling you guys, it's worth the entry for the food. I sit there on the row right behind where this table is. You talk about getting hungry. They're bringing out food all during this seminar, and I'm sitting there having to watch them bring this food out, and I'm trying to concentrate on the speaker. That's a tough combination.
Well, we have so much stuff coming and so many people coming. Mm-hmm. We've had to make an adjustment, so the food's not going to be in the same place.
That's probably a good idea.
<Okay. really. laughs> and I'm betting that Tommy can still find a seat to drive close to the food.
Some of the great things that we have coming, we had two of our master gardeners, Jason Chamberlain and his father, Tony, that have made a cedar rocking bench and it's going to be one of the things we raffle off at this thing.
Okay.
So there's some really neat things coming for displays. The Chamberlains are also going to demonstrate a keyhole garden, which is something for a vegetable garden that intensifies the composting,
mm-hmm.
yet it's elevated so you don't have to bend over. So it has a lot of dual dual purposes here. Right. So those are things that might be interesting to that, you know, pique your interest. Mm-hmm. Lisa Morrison, that's coming to talk, is the former designer that worked at the Botanic Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. So we're real happy to have her. And she's going to talk to about native plants that are well behaved in your garden. Because, mm-hmm. you know, native plants sometimes have a tendency to get out of control.
Get a little excited, yeah.
Absolutely. So we encourage you to come. We are two-thirds sold out. We have capacity of about 240 people for this. And which is why we've moved the food and some of the opportunity things out of the main room to get more folks in. But we have over 165 people registered so far. And we've only had tickets for sale since the 1st of December.
Right,
so
yes.
We definitely are excited about this. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $30.
Okay.
If you go online to our website, BaxterCountyMG.com, look under public events for the spring seminar. There's a registration form there, and we're doing it the old-fashioned way. You got to print it and mail it in. The address is on the form.
Okay.
We're not quite that tech savvy where we hook you up with the credit card. We just don't have enough need for
that kind of thing yet.
Yep. So, but we encourage you to do it, or you can call the extension office at 425-2335. They can give you details as well. But we encourage you to come. It's going to be a great time. It's going to run from 8 o'clock until 3:30. Mm-hmm. Each speaker talks about 45-50 minutes, and Dr. Talamay, we have on the registration form the option that you can order his book for $20.
Okay.
He will be there all day, save the last lecture. Okay?
All right.
He's the first speaker in the morning and the first in the afternoon.
Okay.
And after his second talk, he'll be leaving to fly home.
And I want to ask real quick, talking about him, is he going to be available to sign autographs if you do have a copy of the book?
Absolutely,
okay,
he will.
Fantastic.
But he won't be there till the end of the day.
Right,
you got to get it in the morning.
Okay.
But he'll be there all morning to answer your questions, sign the book, and all that good stuff. I know Christmas has just passed, but if you've got a gardener in the family, that's a great gift for somebody.
Yes.
And if you're like me, I've already bought Christmas presents, okay, for next year. Okay. Well, when you see them, you've got to strike when the iron's hot.
Yeah, well, I can understand that one. The point I want to get across, though, is don't wait to get these tickets, because you're down to about the final 80 tickets, less than 80 tickets. You're inside of 80 tickets left for this.
We're inside of 80 tickets, okay? And the good news for our perspective of we have about 120 people that are not Master Gardeners that are registered.
Okay.
And over 80 of them are first-time attendees.
Wow.
And our things. So
fantastic.
This is, we are really excited about this. So from that perspective, we really do think we're going to sell this out. So if you want to come, we'd love to have you. Please log on, mail it in. Catherine Gilmore will take care of you.
And one thing I do want to remind people of really quickly, Dr. Talamay's book is available at our library right now. I think they've got a couple, three copies over there.
Absolutely.
If it's not in there, get your name on the waiting list, because people are going to be checking this out in relation to the event.
Absolutely. We're going to do that. We're going to have you can order the book on the form.
Mm-hmm.
We may have a couple of them available at the seminar, but I can't guarantee you how many copies.
Yep.
We will have one on the opportunity table if you want to take your chances.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But anyway,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
And this event, we got about 4 minutes left. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio. 4 minutes before our break, Seal Gusecki and Tommy Hagen in the studio with us this morning. This event is your biggest fundraiser for the year, but it also is the biggest event you do publicly throughout the year.
Yes, it is. We have two big events, our annual plant sale and this, but this is our biggest one, and we've brought in high-profile speakers because it's our 25th anniversary this year.
Yes.
Okay. And we thought we'd try to do something for the community, and we're investing in this. This is not going to be a moneymaker this year, but it's going to be a big event, and we're really excited. We've got master gardeners coming from Missouri and from downstate Arkansas as well.
Okay.
But it's here for the local community. That's what we're here for, and we'd like to educate you. You know, take what you can from it. Dr. Talamay's an interesting speaker. I mean, I call him a doctor because he's a professor, but he's not a hoity-toity type fella. He's somebody you can sit and rub elbows with.
Right.
Okay?
He's a gardener.
He's a gardener, and like all gardeners, you share.
Well, and like all gardeners, you do get your hands a little bit dirty. You're not the type of person that just is not doing anything. You got your hands in the soil.
Absolutely. That's what gardening's all about.
Scott, we can almost promise you that we'll have snow on that day.
Yeah.
I checked the long-range forecast, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah,
we have moved it back, but it's funny. We had a beautiful, beautiful snow 1 year. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes, well, we did.
And so you said that about snow. It's either going to snow or it's going to rain. That's also the first scheduled day of practice. out at North Central Arkansas Speedway. We have been rained out the previous three
oh
years.
Oh, my
for
Lord.
That,
we
so.
Are doomed.
Well, that's better rain, better rain than activity. Snow. So, yes.
Better rain than
but
snow.
But it's a great opportunity to meet the Master Gardeners also in the area, because you're going to have most of your crew over there, and you guys will have a chance to spread a little bit of the love that you spread all across our community.
Absolutely. Come talk to the people that take care of our projects. We are going to have a tour of our projects in June. We'll have more information as we get closer to that. But come take a look. You'll have pictures of some of the projects. You can see what they're all about. Maybe they'll pique your interest to come back and take a look at us later in the year.
Yeah, and you have some projects throughout the area that are just fantastic. And I got a chance, after you guys talked about them all last year, I actually stopped and saw a few
Good.
Of them. You guys work very hard at these things. And to make it look so pretty, make it look as colorful and bright as it is, a lot of work goes in behind the scenes, but we never really see you guys out there getting in anybody's way to make these things so nice.
Well, if you're out at Callista, we'll let you. We have seen people come by us because a lot of people take walks out
there.
Okay? And if you're at the corner up there at 5 South and 62B, I'm sure you've seen people working in that garden.
Yes,
okay?
Yep.
Because that's probably our most visible one.
Visible, right.
Absolutely.
Well, the point I was trying to make is you guys make it look effortless.
It's not. A lot of work hours go into those plans, and the guys and gals that lead them do a good job, and the workers that show up do a good job. And again, it's a good place for us to get together, do the things we like to do, dig in the dirt, learn more. And usually all of them will have a little learning thing going along with them. So
right.
One of the things, Scott, before we get off, and I was not here last week, and I want to make sure, last month, thank you. Scott got the I'm not sure exactly what the award was.
Friend of the Master Gardeners.
Yeah. Friend of Master Gardeners, and deserved it. And he has done a lot for us, and we appreciate that. The other thing is, our meetings are fun meetings, and try to come. We meet at the Presbyterian Church right across the street from the Van Meter Center,
Cooper Park.
And anyway, coming up in February, we're going to have Penny Woolrich, and she's the lady that owns Carl Wayne Nursery. Mm-hmm. And if you hear, Penny is, she's an exuberant lady and loves. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's a lot of good meetings coming up, and come visit us.
Well, we'll talk about those meetings here in just a couple moments. I know there's so much going on to talk about. The new year always brings new information and new catalogs. We want to talk about those here next month, Tommy. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up. We'll go through the catalog list here with you next month. Right now, though, we're headed up against a hard break. I've got the Master Gardeners here celebrating their 25th year. We'll talk some more about that here in just a couple moments. You're listening to The Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio.